Hi, MPANT listeners, and welcome to episode 2 of Spiritually Speaking, a podcast about things that bring meaning and purpose to our lives and help us along our journey to actualizing the best version of ourselves. Our topic today, what gets you through? I mean, life can be stressful under normal circumstances, and here we are deep into the thick of things with a global pandemic. So what gets you through? How do you manage your anxiety? How do you keep a positive perspective? What do you cling to during uncertain times to keep your feet on the ground? Today we're going to be hearing from some people in our empath family as they share their stories, their experiences, and their perspectives about surviving and thriving in our current reality.
I'm Chris Messersmith, operations manager with Suncoast Pace, and what gets me through primarily is humor. I do my best to find the lighthearted side of every situation, try to laugh whenever I can. We're dealing with so many serious things in this line of work that I'm always trying to find the bright spot through humor and laughter, and that really helps to boost my morale. As far as sort of daily routines that help me, I try to keep myself grounded in a spiritual sense by each day when I wake up, just taking a moment to inventory things that I'm grateful for, remind myself about wonderful opportunities I've had, family, friends, people I get to work with. I kind of do that just at home, and oftentimes when I'm riding to work in the morning, just trying to set positive intentions for the day. Always trying to practice mindfulness, sort of remaining calm and slowing down and just handling things as they come, rather than getting caught up in the stress. I'm always trying to make time to unplug a little bit and tune out the noise, whether that's during the workday, using my lunch break to go for a walk, or doing that in my free time, going to a park, going to the beach, things like that. I think it's also very important to have people to share your experiences and your stresses with, so whoever is a confidant, whether that's family, friends, colleagues at work, people that you can vent with, people that you can process feelings with, people that you can celebrate things with, is a key part of helping me get through stressful times and difficult times. I think just as important is being there, making time to listen to others. I find, especially if you're feeling negative about things, it can kind of recharges my battery to at the very least listen and hopefully be helpful for other people who are dealing with their own thing. So overall, for me, it's the humor, finding balance and moderation in all things. If I've had a stressful day at the office, I need to balance that by going for a walk, spending some time in nature. If I'm feeling like I'm in a negative space, I need to balance that by kind of slowing down, focusing on the mindfulness, reaching out to the people that support me. And again, the key just being that finding the humor in everything.
Hi, my name is Winter Johnson. I work for Suncoast Hospice, a member of Empath Health, and I am a professional relations liaison. I help people that are help people get access that are in the facilities, whether it be an ALF, an IL, or a nursing home. And what gets me through this hard time of COVID really is my family. I have three children. I have three girls. I have a 23-year-old to be in July. I have a 17-year-old, and I have a 6-year-old. And I got to tell you, with this COVID scare and epidemic and pandemic, I meant to say, going on, it makes you a little closer to your family. I thank God for my job because I know people that have lost their job through this. So I appreciate the support that I have through my job. And above all, I believe in the Lord, and he gets me through. I talk to him as if he's here because he shows me signs. And I just know that we're going to get through this. Excuse me. I know that we're going to prevail, and I think we should hold each other closely and love on each other. And regardless of what negativity is out here and out there, you don't put it off. You don't put off that negative energy, and that's what I do. I try to put out positive energy, knowing the blessings that I have, knowing that, you know, tomorrow's not promised to us, and I just thank God for today. So that is what gets me through, prayer, family, and having that support with financial, with my job, and that is, I just thank God for that.
Good day, this is Vicki. I'm the social worker with EPIC, and I have been asked to share what helps get me through my days. And I thought to think on the positive note of the things that I'm doing. I'm using a little snail mail. I think that we've gotten so involved in technology that it's nice to be able to receive a card or a gift or a letter. And I've found that I actually have to call people to see if they've checked their mail because they haven't. We're so used to doing everything online. So I bought a little garden gloves for my sister off of eBay and sent a picture and a birthday card to a granddaughter, which it's kind of like a pay it forward to yourself thing, because since snail mail takes a few days to get there, you actually feel good when you're doing the activity, when you're putting it in the mail, and then you're still looking forward to the person receiving it and getting the feedback 3 or 4 days later. So it's like a double gift. The other thing I thought about is your talent. If there's anything you can do, I finally broke out a sewing machine after years of sitting collecting dust, and I've been making some masks and just mailing them out to clients, giving them to friends if they want one. I think you can do things like leave something on a neighbor's doorstep, a plant, or just fun little thing to say, hi, I'm thinking of you. The big thing is connecting with others in some small way that is very meaningful. The other things that I found very helpful have been learning new things. So whether it's watching something on YouTube that's educational, that helps you grow in your knowledge of a subject, helps you in your job, whatever you're really interested in learning that can make a difference to you and to others. Adding some things you've been wanting to do for a long time. I've been planting some flowers and really enjoying my yard, which I've never really enjoyed when I've been at work full time. So to sit here and actually look out of the window and see the birds, see the squirrels, and even my neighbors, what they're doing in their yards is really interesting to me. The last thing I think would be to just do things you enjoy, like cooking or learning new recipes, or sometimes that dust you haven't cleaned for a while feels really good just to be able to dust your home. So all of those activities that make you feel good physically, emotionally, spiritually, reading a book, anything that lifts you up, I would say do it again.
Hi, my name is Donna Harmony Jones. I'm a registered nurse. I work at the North Pinellas Care Center. I've been there for 3.5 years. I have been a nurse for about 42 years, and this is the best nursing job I have ever had. It fulfills my heart's desire to be of service in a way that no other nursing job outside of my holistic work that I do with individuals has done for me. I've been caring for the COVID patients at the North Pinellas Care Center, and I've been asked the question, what gets you through? And I have to say that what gets me through is really not much different than what gets me through caring for any patient. It's all about relationships. And that's an internal relationship and external relationship. I take very good care of myself. One of my passions is caring for the caregiver, whether it's a professional or a personal caregiver. And I walk my talk. I know myself well enough to understand and act on what it is that nourishes me, helps me restore balance, so that I can show up again and again and be there for those who are in need of my care, which in the situation with the COVID patients and their families, this is even more important. Also, what gets me through, and I just want to say that my perspective has been for about the past 25 years that rather than getting through situations, I choose to grow through situations. And that applies here as well. The only thing that's really different with these patients that have COVID-19 is the personal protective equipment and additional barriers to family being able to be with them. So it's really no different. I show up and I care for my patients from my heart. I use my skills and my compassion. And then for another way that helps me really get through and I grow through is my coworkers. Could not do it without my coworkers. I'm really blessed to work with some amazing nurses, nurse aides, the housekeeping staff, the nourishment staff, and I want to give a shout out to Grace Case, who this week assisted with the coordination for three of the COVID-19 afflicted patients to be able to have their family member come to be with them. So this is not a whole lot different than any nursing that I have done, except that in hospice, it is welcomed. It is welcomed and expected. Something that I love to do, which is treat the person holistically, which includes their relationships, their family, their faith, their fears, their anxieties, which we know are so much more than just the disease or the infection that has a hold of them. So it's really been an honor and a privilege to grow through this situation. And that's pretty much what gets me through, is all the connections I have, that things I've learned, and taking as best care of myself as possible on every level, and going back recharged, working with awesome people, and making a difference. I did want to share one experience, actually just from a few days ago, with a new admission that I was called about, who had end-stage dementia, advanced Parkinson's disease, and I was told from the hospital was extremely agitated and they'd had to use mitten restraints for this person, and yet they had given no medications or intervened at all. And when he arrived, I was fortunate enough to be able to go into the room in my gear with my aide who was in her gear, and we gave him a very nice bath. She bathed him, I shampooed his hair and massaged his scalp and spoke to him very calmly and lovingly, telling him he was safe and we were there to care for him, and watched him go from agitation to a place of calm. So that's just one example of how I care for all my patients, and that also helps get me through, knowing that I was able to offer that humanity and that connection to someone in the midst of all this physical separation, in isolation, and with all the equipment that separates us from them. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share my experiences with what helped me get through and grow through this changing time in hospice care.
So hopefully you too have been inspired and encouraged by the stories of the people we work with, people who are facing some of the same challenges that we are all facing, and yet have found ways to still experience joy and meaning in the midst of difficult times. Let's stick together and support one another so that we can continue to do the sacred work that we do. Thanks for joining us for Spiritually Speaking.